Yeah, how do I sound, Mr. Wayne? The level's correct. I'm just trying to keep it kosher. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yo, check this out. Drive around town, top down, black Benz. Of course, I'm blasting my HD radio. Monday through Friday, 8 to 11. My dial's locked on that hot talk station. Tim Conway Jr., his show's so great. OG Valley Stud repping 818. Been hearing forever how his dad's so good, but you won't find a dude who's less Hollywood. At 97.1, I'm his biggest fan, but he still needs a partner. Yeah, I said it, man. Hey, Jerry, cue up that big red mic. Make it hot. Let the stud start the show.
All right. Welcome, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And if it's Wednesday, it must be our mean Arsenio Hall is with us. Nice to see you, dude.
Man, I found out today that I like doing radio.
Is that right?
Woke up. My assistant rings me and says, "What do you want to eat after the Laker game?" And I said, I said,
must
what's
be nice to have an assistant,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yeah. I said, what's the place, the Jim Hill place downtown? And as we're talking, he said,
Spirit Rhino?
It's when, that's cold. That's cold. So he says, wait, it's Wednesday. And we realize, you know what Wednesday is? You do your thing with Tim.
And so you were going to go to the game?
To see Kobe accept his MVP. By the way, congratulations to our man.
That's so classy. Kobe, you could have canceled. I would have understood.
No,
man.
When I commit, I commit. And
yeah,
I really enjoy doing this. And I think the thing that bothered me more was the second call I got today.
Right.
This morning was that Bishop Magic Don Juan wanted to know if Tim keeps Moe.
Moe?
I guess that's how you say it. The champagne?
Oh, I don't know. Monet? I don't know. Moet? I don't know.
It's M-O-E-T, and I think it's
Moet.
Those damn French. I think it's Moet, or Moet, or whatever. but I want to know if you kept Cole Moet.
Do I?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't.
I was like, yo, if Tim gets you a cup of water, man, you'll be one of his favorites. If he gets you a cup of water.
We can get him some champagne. He's coming in, what, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock?
I think he's going to be here at 10.
All right, fantastic.
I hope he is.
All right.
But you know, black people on CP time.
Oh, they are not.
I should have told him 9.
Oh, yeah, right.
Because color people time.
It's an hour later?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, minimum.
So if you go to lunch with a guy, mm-hmm. let's say you go with...
Colin Powell.
Colin Powell.
Uh-huh. That's so we don't get letters.
And say lunch at 1 o'clock. If he shows up at 2, you're cool with that?
As a matter of fact, if I show up at 1, you know, they take my card, man. They take my card. I'll tell you something else. Tim, CP time gets worse as you get more famous, or as your genius and SAT scores increase.
Right.
Years ago, this is when I really learned the game. I was a comic on a show called Solid Gold. And Stevie Wonder was booked on a Tuesday and showed up Wednesday.
Wow.
Now.
That is CP,
yeah,
man.
That's genius. That's legendary CP time.
CP time.
Yes.
CPT.
And you know what? You know what? Brad Lockman, producer.
I don't know.
He didn't say nothing.
How are you?
It's like, yo.
How'd you say that?
Stevie, good to have you.
All right, gang. I'm driving into work tonight, and I go down, I take the 101 and come down Highland, unless there's a concert at, Hollywood Bowl. You get stuck in that, too?
Yeah. Yeah, behind the proscenium.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, huh? You get stuck in, it's the only place in the world where you get stuck in the traffic going to a concert, and yet you don't go to the concert.
Yeah. And it's often not the concert you want to go to either.
No, it's a Playboy Jazz Festival. It's all the crap that nobody goes to. Or nobody that I know goes to.
That was meant directly for me, listeners. We just pretend to get along. That was meant directly for my ass.
But the Hollywood Bowl has outlived its purpose and its convenience. Because back when the Hollywood Bowl was created, mm-hmm. I think it was in the 20s or 30s, when the Valley didn't exist. There was no Valley. The city ended at the Hollywood Bowl. There was no freeway there. And then they build the Valley and the freeways, and now you get screwed if you live anywhere around there, or if you drive around there, you know, between 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock at night on a concert night, or afterwards. Like, if you take Highland home, and you have to go past that the Hollywood Bowl, you may sit in traffic there and not move. The cops will let everybody out of Hollywood Bowl, but they may not let you move for 20 minutes.
Sounds like some kind of racial profiling to
it
me.
Is.
That
it's
you're
an absolute.
You're experiencing something, Tim. But are you about to propose that we move the bowl out to Agoura Hills?
I think it's time to fill the bowl in. I think it's time to shut the bowl down.
Oh, it's some orchestra goers are going to be real upset with you.
I know.
That's your key demographic, too, orchestra goers.
I know. but anyway, so I'm driving to work, and now I get off at Vine because I can't get off of Highland because there's too many people going to some show. So I'm behind this guy. This black guy is driving a Geo Prism.
That's interesting. You knew it was a black guy from behind. Did you see his ass?
No, I saw his head. And
I saw
that she was Spanish.
Tim, could have been Gabe Kaplan.
Nah, dude, this is he had his arm out the window and he's smoking a butt.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, so I see the woman blasting away at him, you know, with the finger and yelling, and then he was yelling. Mm-hmm. So I pull up alongside because I like to hear that. I want to hear what was going on.
Wow.
So I pull up alongside, and you got to make sure your window's down before you pull up alongside, because you don't want to park there and then roll your window down, because then they'll know you're on.
Because then they'll start cussing you out.
Right, exactly. So I roll the window down, pull up alongside, and she's yelling at him in Spanish, and he's yelling back in English, then she's yelling in English, and he's yelling back at her, and they're, F you, the C word, the B word, A word. I didn't hear any of the racial terms, but I'm sure those were about to about to show their ugly
Save
heads.
Save that for home, honey. Yeah. Tim's next to us.
So, I mean, he's driving a Geo Prism, and they might as well take the M off and put an N up there, because that guy's in prison. That's what he is. He's in a Geo Prison.
Wait, I got to write that down. I'm going to do that.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to do that on Leno next month. Yeah. Wait, give me how you spell it?
So, I'm thinking... And I feel bad for the guy, because it looks like he's getting his ass kicked there by this Spanish broad.
This is personal, and you can just ignore me if it's too personal. Have you ever been in that situation? It seems like you...
Not really.
Oh, okay.
I think twice I've yelled at my wife in the 10 years we've known each other. Mm-hmm. And... both times she deserved it. No, I'm just kidding, darling, if you're listening. But
the young lady,
she doesn't raise her voice much either. We do argue, but we don't, go ballistic. But I have some friends who are in relationships, either married with kids or, just married or even a, boyfriend, girlfriend. And they blast away at each other like that all the time.
Wow.
I was in Las Vegas. And we were up there for a bachelor party, and I heard this guy yelling on a payphone, and I look over, and it's a friend of mine yelling at his wife, but yelling at her with the C word and everything, the T word, I mean, just went ballistic on her. And I thought, wow, that marriage is over. That was 8 years ago, and they're still married. I don't understand sticking in a relationship where you're that pissed at the person all the time.
I wonder what the sex is like after that kind of fight, though.
I don't know, man. Have you been in a relationship like that? Are you blasting away at everybody?
I don't know. My ex, she liked to have those kind of blowouts, but only in public.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Never at home. I mean, there's so many restaurants and different places I can't go in L.A.
Right.
Because of situations I experienced with her where I just am embarrassed to go back. But she would go crazy. I think she knew I would knock her out. If you're at the Greek.
But you had an interesting theory before we went on the air tonight that one of the reasons why people stay is because they don't want the new relationship.
Yeah.
They don't want to have to meet somebody.
Tim, there's so much. I mean, I'm sure you have a checklist. You got to go through all that. You got to get involved sexually all over again. You got to have sex with a condom for a year.
Right.
Then you got to slowly sneak up on what you want to do. I hope she ain't nasty. I don't know her real well. I hope she ain't nasty. I mean, you got so much, and you got to meet people, and you got to open her door and pretend to do things you're not going to do next year.
Right.
I just hate beginnings.
And then you also have to feel out how funky you can get with her sexually.
Oh, absolutely. You got to say, so we all do this on the third date.
Right.
So you haven't been with a girl? And your voice goes all Barry Gibb on you, you know. You know. You stop saying babu and go, Silla. Yeah, you ever been with like a... No?
You know how you usually do that is you usually say, geez, I got a friend of mine, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to believe this. But yeah, a friend of mine, his wife, just caught her with another woman. Can you imagine that? Can you believe that? You wouldn't do anything like that, right? Yeah, you would. Is that right?
And you know, Tim, there's so many things that have to sync up.
Plus, you got to meet her parents.
Oh, yeah. I said you got to meet people. Yeah, you got to meet her parents. You got to meet friends that she don't even like so they can judge you. I mean, there's so much.
And then you
much,
can't
Tim.
Be yourself for the first
Ooh,
2 years.
At least. At yeah. least. You know,
you got to become the Super Hall.
Yeah.
In the first 2 years.
Yeah, I got to have a cape with the H on it.
And when you go to a party, and it's all her family, it's a barbecue, and it's all her friends and stuff, you're the song and dance man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like Showtime at the Apollo. It really
I mean, it's like that cartoon that they had you on. What was that? What's that cartoon you did?
Okay, so we got to take a commercial? What's next? What do we do next? No, I just hate starting new relationships, man. It's hard. So you stay in stuff often much longer than you should.
Right.
You know, I mean.
But you stay for the kids, you stay for the, you know, what do you stay for?
See, I used to stay
when
too
she's,
long.
When she's blasting away and she's calling you a mother effer, and she says she can't stand you, she wish you were dead, go F yourself, all that crap, why would you stick around for that? I mean, what's the ultimate payoff?
Well, you know, spending nights saying, so, is that a weave? You know, that's a weave. Okay.
I guess it's like gambling, though. You know, you put $1,000 into a slot machine, and you're down 100, you're down 200, 300, 400. You sit there, and you lose another 100, and you're down 500, 600, 700, 800. And you're like, well, I'm already down 800. Might as well blow the last 200. And all of a sudden, you're down $1,000 in that machine. Or, you know, I think it's the same abuse when you're at a blackjack table. When you're in Vegas and you lose, like, you know, $1,000, $1,200, and you're busted out. You know, you put your last $84 and change up there. You push it all in, and a dealer gets a blackjack, and you got to walk away. What do you say to the dealer? Hey, thanks, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
You thank the mother effer for stealing your dough, for taking your dough.
Can I give you an example?
That's what that marriage is like when they're blasting away.
Okay, here's why you stay sometimes much longer than you have to. I'll give you an example. I was in a relationship, horrible relationship, horrible. And there's a point where I say, I'm moving on.
Right.
I meet a girl. We go out. We hang. I really like her. And she's fine. And everything's syncing up just enough.
Right.
You know, just enough.
Right.
So I'm cool. I'm with her at her crib. And she goes through her email and opens an email. I mean, we've gotten real cool.
Right.
Real close. She opens an email and it's her with a male member in her face. And she has a cigarette in her hand. Okay. Last night.
And it's not you.
Hey, it ain't me. It's
either the member or the cigarette ain't you.
It's actually a large pink penis.
Wow.
You know.
Is that right?
Yeah. And it'd be a great movie if it was me. But
hey, Jerry, were you dating that chick?
But the bottom line is that night ended what I thought was about to be my new relationship. I ended up after that.
Wait, that picture killed it?
Oh, yeah, Tim. Because, I mean, Tim, because that opened up conversations.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
And without belaboring the hell I was in, I realized, first of all, I didn't even know
she
smoked.
Because she was dating?
I didn't even know she smoked, Tim. I had no idea
she smoked. Blood. But was she dating an albino? Is that what you saw? That's got to be freaky, huh?
Wouldn't that be funny?
I mean, if you get past all the white eyebrows and the white eyelashes and all that stuff.
White penis.
Then you get down to the white pubes and they got a tough run in life.
Yeah.
They really do.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, gang. Why do you stay in a relationship that obviously the two people hate each other? And you fight all the time. You call each other, you know, every name on the book. And yet you stick in that relationship. Why do people stay in that? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Now, I understand sticking in there if you got kids. Mm-hmm. You know, because you've made a commitment to that kid or to those children. And you want to try to, you know, provide a decent household with two parents as long as you can. Sometimes you can't do it.
Right.
Sometimes you got to move on. But if you can do it and if you can tolerate it, you're doing it because you love that kid so much. You're taking her calling you an a-hole every day.
I will live in hell to make that kid's life perfect and traditional.
Yeah, but I mean, but I don't know if that's healthy, because if, you know, a bad relationship makes you unhealthy, and that's been proven. You know, a lot of doctors will attest to that.
There's an old saying that goes, "Would you rather be in a bad relationship or from a bad relationship?"
Right.
You know.
But they say that if you're in a bad relationship, your health suffers.
Mm-hmm.
So if your health suffers and you die early,
right,
that kid is gonna feel the brunt of that relationship that's missing.
And yeah, you know, dad would still be here, but he died at 24 because my mom is such a bitch. She's such a bitch.
All right, I don't know why people stick in these relationships. Maybe we'll find out here. But a lot of people do. I mean, you see it all the time. I saw it at Jerry's Deli a while ago, where there was a couple, probably in their 50s or so. And I've told the story on the air. But my wife and I are sitting at Jerry's Deli in the Valley. And this couple comes in, and they sit at a booth. They read the menu. They order, appetizers.
Mm-hmm.
They order their dinner. They get dessert. They have coffee. And they leave. They're there for about an hour and a half. Never said a word to each other. Never said one word to each other. Wouldn't they be much more honest with everybody if they were just punching each other in the face for an hour and a half?
Absolutely.
I mean, eventually, that's what's going to happen anyway, right?
And I would come back to that restaurant. You know? Like, it was good. It was like the Staples Center.
All right, gang. Why do you stay in these relationships? What is it? Is there some kind of attraction? Is the sex better after one of these, these times where you blast off? All right, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Arsenio Hall is with us. We got to thank you for coming in, because you were going to go down to Staples Center to watch.
Well, I had tickets, and
I forgot that
I have a Wednesday commitment.
I'm like a bad wife. I'm like, no, you're not going to the game, man.
You know what, though? I gave my tickets to somebody who really will have a much better time than me, because he doesn't do it that often.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, that's cool.
So my friend's going to go, and he's going to hang out and do it. And by the way, I'm only here because I enjoy doing this. So,
man, you're the best, dude.
Hang with us till 11 o'clock.
All right, yeah, we're here till 11 o'clock. And we have, who's coming in at 10 o'clock? The Bishop.
The Bishop, yeah. You know, I know you initially thought it was going to be an hour of theology. This is Bishop Magic Don Juan. I actually know through Snoop. Most of you know through, different cup shops that you visit in the Valley.
Right.
Because he has a real cool cup that he carries his drink in.
Right.
You know, I think that's why he wanted the champagne, I bet.
Ah.
But anyway, right, you know him from award shows. You know him from Pimps Up, Hoes Down. You remember that?
I don't think I TiVo that one.
Oh.
Pimps Up, Hoes Down?
Yeah, that HBO documentary. That's why I first saw him. Oh, Tim.
I missed that.
Oh, you got to get it.
What is that about? Is that where they follow him on the streets of Atlantic City?
Yeah, they really explore the pimping game.
I think I've seen, the pimp special where the chicks in Atlantic City are trying to get cash and doing tricks and stuff.
And they
like
have
that.
A players ball. They actually have almost like their own Grammys that they go to, you know. And people like Bishop Magic Don Juan go, and Ice-T, who is formerly of that world. And it's a really cool event if you have fur.
You know, my dad and Ice-T did a rap song together.
Oh, really?
Yeah, about 15 years ago. I'll have to bring it in. It's called The Long Shot.
Oh, that'd be fun. Please bring it.
Bring it next Wednesday.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Last week you messed up and brought strippers on a Thursday with Jesse Jackson.
Oh, you know what? Next Wednesday we got I'll tell you about it.
Okay, cool.
All right, folks. Amber in Chino Hills, you're on 97.1. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. You in one of these relationships where you're yelling at everybody?
Well, we pretty much just yell at each other.
Right. Well, I understand. That's what I meant. And how often are you doing that?
Maybe once, twice, three times a week.
A week?
Sometimes four. Yeah, we have two kids, a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old.
Okay.
And I'm 22 and he's 30. And I'm starting to go to college and stuff like that.
And what is the fighting over?
Pretty much just me being young and dumb and thinking that everybody in the world is cool.
That's the amazing thing.
Spending all the money.
Wait, there are women who know what they're doing.
Right.
They know.
Yeah.
What was the last fight over?
I know what I'm doing. I just trust everybody. And he says I should be more of a judge of character.
Right. What was the last fight you had? What was it over?
The last fight we had? was over money, probably me spending more money than I should have.
Was that right? Oh, I thought it was like you guys have too much.
But I do it because I love him. And, like, I buy little things because I love him.
Right. And
that's my excuse.
And he's like, please stop spending the money on crap for me.
Yeah.
How long have you been married?
4 years.
4 years. How's the sex?
Great. Sex is great.
Can you give us an example? And are you in the car right now?
Yeah, we're in the car.
Is he with you?
He's right here.
Can you guys give us a little taste, a little,
oh my God.
Little sampler?
We'd like a clip, you know? Can you show us a clip?
Oh, my God. No way. I've got too much class for that.
All right, baby. All right. We thank you for calling, darling.
Hey, you guys have a great night.
All right. There she goes. I guess
too much class for a fake argument. But if I get your ass in Chili's tomorrow.
But, you know, at least you're right. She knows she's an idiot.
Yeah.
I mean, she knows that she bugs him and bothers him and pushes him around
and spends his money. I'm immature.
All right, folks, why do you stay in a relationship that clearly sucks? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. We got to thank the great people from Pomodoro. They brought in the best food in Los Angeles. It used to be called Pasta Pomodoro. Now it's just Pomodoro. So
They kind of branched out?
Yeah, they got 42 locations, and that food is unbelievable. They fed everybody here at the station, and there's not a person here that didn't dive in. You know, usually when the food comes in, you know, people be like, oh, I don't like this, I don't like that. They wiped it all out.
You know,
that's a sign of a good restaurant.
What was really interesting is Gina ate twice in the last 2 hours.
Yeah, actually three times.
She had been to, oh, really?
Yeah, she had a big sandwich before she ate that pasta.
Oh, please, Gina.
Look at her. Now she's all crazy and pissed off. And
Tim, why you have to tell all of
Come
Los
on.
Angeles?
God almighty. Look at that. She's so
That's
crazy.
That's a compliment
she's
to the
so,
chef.
She used to be so sweet when she started here. Now she's like a real bitch. All right, gang. Man. Sorry, Gina, please. Shut her microphone off. She's so crazy. Is she on her period?
I wonder. Is
she in her inner period? Are you in your period?
Tim, not in my period.
Ugh,
you know what's interesting? As she was speaking, there was a glow of red light around her. Doesn't that mean you're on your period?
Or was that
the red light that's on the air?
All right, we got to take a break here. Arsenio Hall is with us. It's the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And every Wednesday, Arsenio Hall is nice to come in and sit with us for 3 hours. He's a big man. He has more money than you could probably
stop,
ever count.
Man, stop.
He doesn't need this job, but he comes in.
That'll make people not like me. Tell them I'm
you're
destitute.
Busted out.
I'm in trouble. Hey, by the way, Detroit beat Orlando 86-111.
Is that right?
Wow. You hear what I'm saying? 86-111, man.
How many did James have there?
Okay, let's move on. Tim, you're clearly not interested.
No, dude, Orlando beat Detroit.
Orlando beat Detroit. Yeah, but Orlando beat Detroit. Yeah.
Yeah, you said Detroit beat Orlando.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
I read it backwards. Let me hear the tape. Roll the tape.
Well, that's why I said, how many did James have?
You know, this is so much better than ESPN.
Yeah, that's his name, right?
Absolutely. What's that Lakers score? Utah 28, Lakers 39. Or did I invert that? And by the way, what are the Suns doing tonight?
Speaking of LeBron James, he plays for Cleveland.
He was on your mind.
Right. Yeah, he plays for Cleveland. But I was going to ask you something about this guy. Oh, did they win last night? Did they beat Boston last night?
I think they lost. Jerry, didn't they lose?
76-72, Boston won.
Yeah. Ooh. I've been in jail, but even at the county, you know what happened in Cleveland.
Jerry sounds like he said he had the wrong end of both of those wagers.
No, actually, that one I wanted to bet that, and I didn't bet it, but I would have hit it. But that one I picked good.
That's too bad, dude.
Hey, Jerry, by the way, Detroit won 11.
Orlando.
Was it Orlando 111?
Orlando won. Believe me, if Detroit won, I would have been happy.
I done it right. Got to do it wrong again.
This is our demo for KSPN, by the way. Hope those guys are listening tonight.
Let me do my Rick James impression. Okay, here we go. Moving on.
All right. Staying in a relationship that clearly sucks. Why do you do it? 520-9710. Let's talk to Casey in Vancouver. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, Timmy.
Hey, Casey.
Hey, Arsenio.
Hey, what's up, dude?
What's going on? It's KT, actually.
KT, all right, there you go.
We don't have that letter on the keyboard in the screening room.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, we busted out our keyboard.
Camp, you know?
Hey, where are you? You're in Vancouver?
Yep, Vancouver.
Oh, I know that joint up there.
So I'm heading back down to Cali, though, in a month, so I'll be able to listen on the radio.
Going back to Cali, yeah. to Cali.
Hey, Arsenio, have you ever been to the Vancouver strip bars?
You know, I haven't. But
there's some of the best on the planet.
A friend in the NBA said that's the spot.
That's
the,
yeah, Orlando, Toronto, and Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the trifecta of strip bars. Isn't that right, KT?
Oh yeah, that's right. You don't. You can have your drinks. They all get nude. You don't have to just drink juice like you do in L.A. They get totally nude. You can have your beer, whatever you want.
Sounds like Arsenio's house.
Yeah.
People drinking that beer and getting nude.
Yeah, especially tonight.
Hey, you in a relationship like this?
Yeah, I'm in such a situation. I've been with this girl for almost 4 years.
Oh,
and
well.
I'm home at my own spot tonight because she got fed up. And it's kind of the reason I stay in it, even though I should get out of it, is I'm 35 now, and I'm getting too lazy to go to the clubs and try and meet new girls. So
yeah, but aren't there so many different ways you can do it while you're still sitting on your
internet,
ass?
The internet is real big now.
Yeah, Facebook and MySpace and Spacebooks and all that crap.
Bigbooty.com.
I mean, yeah.
There's a lot of stuff now.
Yeah.
Oh, the internet's good. I'm watching a nice girl on cam right now on Adult Friend Finder. So It's
yeah, enjoying himself.
I just have to put some work in, you know. But the thing is, when I got my girl secure, then I can go out and creep around. But right now we're having problems. So,
right. What do you do for a living, Crazy?
Oh, I do deliveries and moving jobs, and I got
stuff you're
in LA
stud.
To do too. My dad passed away last May, and
I'm sorry to hear that, dude.
He left a warehouse full of Porsche, Beamer, Mercedes parts down in San Pedro, so I have to go back down there and deal with it. And car memorabilia, all this old, antique, rare things. So.
You know, Jack's going to want to play this call again.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to kill me. All right, KT, thank you for calling, dude. All right, a crappy relationship. What are people staying in these things for? How about the...
He had an interesting point. Like, Chris Rock used to do a joke about being the oldest guy in the club.
Oh,
you
yeah.
really don't, you know, you never want to look around and say, damn, I'm the oldest guy in the club. That'll make you stay in a relationship longer than you should, so you don't have to go out and do that. Where do you go when you're over 35, 40? You don't want to be out there, hey, you want to dance? Can I buy you a drink?
Yeah, but how about being single for a while? I mean, isn't there any, you know, isn't that the ultimate?
You mean learning about yourself? Falling in love with self?
Sitting at your house, waking up when you want, going to sleep when you want, getting drunk when you want, smoking a cigarette when you want. You can do anything you want when you live alone.
Okay, but you forgot sex?
Yeah, I know, but then that's something that, you know, you could, that's why you build your whole day around trying to get it. But it's, you know, then you can have sex with somebody different all the time.
Yeah, but see, that kind of sex is no fun because that's that sex where you have to dress like the Michelin man and you have to approach it very trepidatiously. I don't like to think about whether my woman has been, you know, with a hockey team in the last year, you know? I just want to jump in, you know? I mean, I hate that. That's one of the reasons why being familiar with your woman is very, very important because you really can't rock it like you want to rock it.
Right, but how soon do you introduce the freak factor? Like, how soon do you start asking her, hey, do you ever do this? You ever do that?
Yeah, you know, it depends on what you're asking, but I think that first question, you ever slept with another girl, or you ever kiss another girl? I think you got to ask that first week.
You ever like on a first date? I can't say this on the air, but I can demonstrate. This? You go.
Oh yeah, yeah. Do you like it in less traditional ways? would you like to?
Yeah. Are you less traditional than most girls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, could I love you?
When do you ask that?
Could I love you in a 180 kind of manner?
Right. When do you ask that?
Wow. For me personally,
right.
That's in lieu of
being... Is that like
being,
when you first say hi?
Well, you know what? No, here's the thing. Some guys aren't sensitive enough to say, do you love me? So I'll ask them for that kind of evening.
Wow.
And if it jumps off, you love me, clearly.
Yeah, right.
You either love me or we're at raw weight.
But is that in the first week or is that in the first year?
I'd like to know.
Right away. You'd like to know before you meet her.
I want to know on the phone when I'm finding your address. I'd like to know, do you love me? And how much time will I be wasting?
All right, let's talk to Loretta. I believe that's the young lady's name. In Paris, how are you? Loretta?
She won't answer Loretta. Unless you say it right. She's not going to answer unless you say it right.
Jose in Oxnard, you're on 97.1. Jerry, please, hey. Don't play music.
Hello, how's it going?
Hey.
Hey, how's it going? First of all, nice to speak to you, Tim, and Arsenio,
thank
one of my
you,
all-time
sir.
Heroes.
Pleasure, sir.
I'll tell you why in a little bit.
I don't know if Tim's going to be here for that.
Yeah. We may not be around for that.
I'll be as quick as I can.
First
things
first.
From Vancouver, regardless, 35 years old, you can be as old as you want. There's a lot of women out there that will still be with you. As long as you're able to approach them, you don't need to go to the club.
Right. Were you in one of these relationships that's terrible, though?
I was back in the past. Actually, no. How I should say it is my mom was.
Your mom was?
Mom was. And unfortunately,
dude, this call is making me real uncomfortable. Get the lights off.
Let me tell you why.
Okay.
My mom was, and I learned from it. And
oh,
my
I
mom,
see. Right.
And, you know, me being a kid and me seeing what she went through made me who I am right now. And I will not take anything from anybody because I have a lot to live for.
Good
and I'm
for
not going to sit
hey, who
around.
Was it? Was your stepdad or your dad who was an a-hole to your mom?
It was my stepdad, and also my father, he just wasn't around. I even gave him the opportunity to be around, and he wouldn't step up to the plate.
Fantastic.
My stepdad tried.
All right, dude.
Oh,
all right, gang. Are you in a relationship where you're yelling at each other all the time, swearing at each other? Why the hell do you stay in these things?
Hey, Tim, men don't even know how to treat women when you don't have a father around.
I know.
You don't
absolutely.
Even have a hope if ain't no right. dad around.
All right, here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. You're constantly yelling at each other, yet you stay in the relationship. Why is that happening? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. And, of course, Arsenio Hall is with us.
Wednesday!
Yes, we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Well, we couldn't get anyone else to show up regularly. Except him.
What an a-hole.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
Hey!
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. The Los Angeles Lakers are playing the Utah Jazz, and in the second quarter, it is 56-43 Lakers over the Jazz. And so we'll keep you updated on the sports scores here.
Or as Arsenio would say, 56 Utah, 43 Lakers, which
yeah.
is backwards.
And the Dodgers are in a close one up at Chavez Ravine. In the fifth inning, it's the Mets 11, Dodgers 0. So that'll be an interesting 6, 7, 8, and the last four innings should be fun to watch. 11-0 New York over L.A.
You like going to sporting events? Are you?
Nah, I used to.
Really?
Yeah. I still go to Kings games, and I like hockey. I like watching the Ducks or the Kings. But I don't like, you go to a Dodger game, it's slow, and I'd never take my daughter there. It's, tough to get out of there at night. You know what I mean?
Well, Tim, let me ask you a question. I've argued this before. I prefer watching an NBA game at home.
Right. I prefer everything at home.
I would rather have Kenny Smith and Charles Barkley and TNT and TiVo and all my liquor
right.
and a familiar friend.
You're a drink alone?
No. That's the one element you need to drink is somebody to pour.
No, dude, that's where you can really enjoy yourself at drinking alone.
let me try that tonight.
Yeah, enjoy yourself. Those pops just by yourself cost you half as much.
I'll give it a shot.
All right, you're in a terrible relationship where you just yell at each other constantly. Why do you stay with that, man? Excuse me. Chris and Whittier, you're on 97.1.
Hey, sir, how's it going?
All right, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm not in a relationship like that, but my parents were in a horrible relationship, and... I just think it's, I don't know, as far as my personal experience, I think it was just better when they just ended it, you know?
Right. How old were you when they called it off?
I was pretty young. I think it was about 5 years old. Memories are kind of hazy, you know?
Right.
And
did they get along after the divorce?
No. It was a messy divorce. It was awful all around. But I think, you know, the kids just, you know, when you're a kid, you still know. You know your parents well enough to where if things aren't all right, you know, you have that perception. And I think, you know, over time it's kind of, it has negative effects. You know what I mean?
You know, when my dad told me he was, my parents had six kids. And my dad pulled me aside one day and he says, "Hey, listen, I got to, you know, tell you that your mom and I aren't getting along, and this doesn't look like it's going to work out. I might be moving out, and I just want to let you know there." And I said to him, "I said, well, what took you so long? You know, I knew that this wasn't a great vibe 8 years ago, and I'm only 15."
Exactly.
But yeah, I think kids are pretty smart. Yeah. Kids are very perceptive, and that's why I think kids are attracted to, see, I have a theory that the Spanish woman, whether she's Mexican or Guatemalan or Costa Rican or Colombian, whatever she is, but as long as she has
Los Angeles,
yeah, as long as she has has some Spanish blood in her, I think that she is. I don't know whether it's by you know, the chemical makeup of these women, but they're more in tune with kids than white women, in my opinion.
Wait, you might have to clarify this.
That I think that Spanish women or people with Spanish heritage care more about children, and not only their own, about other children as well, than white women do. And I know I'll probably get letters. I know we'll get phone calls, but that's my perception. All right. Whenever we go to a Home Depot, or we go to a, you know, Long's drugstore, or you go to a delicatessen, and there's a like a Mexican waitress, or I don't know where the hell she's from, but she's always much more interested in my daughter than the crazy white waitress. You know, and my daughter picks up on that. And is always has like a conversation, and is more open to the Spanish chicks than she is the whitey.
You know, they have an old saying that says when Tim speaks, AC Nielsen listens. That's some kind of survey you do at the drugstore on white women.
Hey, listen, I'm working on a theory here, and I'm not quite complete. It's not quite done. That white women are the walking devils. And I'm working on that.
That's something you're doing with the people at Georgetown, I think, right?
Right. It's terrible for ratings, but a lot of white women will agree with you, with me, right? Is that white, right? White women, yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey, we were talking about relationships earlier. Do you think there was a point where O.J. said, "If I don't leave, I'm going to kill her. I'm going to chop her head off"?
How did
that one get to Brentwood that night?
Well, you know, I think, obviously, you know, that relationship wasn't great.
I mean, he had to know.
I think that he probably thought to himself thousands of times before he actually cut her head off that he's going to kill that bitch.
How's your house hunting coming?
And that's probably what he kept saying, like when he was tossing and turning at night. I'm going to kill that.
Well, okay, yeah, Tim, if your woman lets a man drive your car, or let's say you leave early and you leave me on the show tonight. This is clearly hypothetical. You leave me on the show tonight. You go home. You don't feel well. You walk in. Your wife is with somebody. Do you leave her, kill her, or can you work it out?
I don't know. I mean, it would be odd because I got a kid at home. So I'd be
Tim, I'm going to take your card. That's a deal breaker, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, don't take the card.
Don't want the brothers to take my card.
Nah, I've never been like a real jealous dude, you know, where I'm like crazy about, you know, so crazy about a chick and, you know, that I would like kill somebody over and stuff like that. Like, I'd have never killed Nicole Simpson. She should have dated me.
So Nicole Simpson could let Cato drive the car you bought.
No matter what she was doing, I wouldn't have killed her.
Really?
Yeah. I just don't have it in me.
There is nothing that can make you chop a woman's head off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, there actually is. There is. If any chick ever effed with my daughter, I would strangle her to death. I mean, really effed with my daughter, or if any guy ever did that. But if anyone ever effed with my daughter, I would.
You know what I hate about that, though? I've thought about that. And the worst thing in the world about that is you end up in jail away from your daughter or son anyway.
I know. It sucks.
Because I've thought many times.
Yeah.
many times, you know, people have a, and, yeah. and I'm that
way. Somebody steps between you and your son and really goes after your son, you got to go ballistic on him.
But I'm talking about the Fashion Square Mall where a guy threw a coin and it missed the fountain, hit my son in the head, and I'm like, I cut your head off, man. I take you to Brentwood and cut your head off.
I see. You know, I'm not there yet.
I have
a certain amount of leeway I'll give coin tosses at fountain.
Hey, man, my kid got hit in the head with a penny, Tim.
All right, we got to take a break here. Or Randy's going to S his pants. All right, folks, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. But before we go to break, Gina with the news.
Yeah.
Well, Obama and Clinton split the vote in the primaries, and Danny Bonaducci might be ready for a job at Medieval Times.
Oh.
This and more after the break.
Oh, look at that. All right, and listen to the Letterman's top 10 list, the top 10 interesting entries in Saddam Hussein's prison diary. I heard it before the show, and I almost wet myself, man. It's the funniest top 10 list ever. All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall's with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.